Welcome to another episode of My Weird Prompts, an AI-generated podcast featuring the random prompts of Daniel Rosehill as answered by a revolving cast of friendly AI characters. Join us for deep dives into AI, technology, and whatever other random thing Daniel finds fascinating today. Subscribe on Spotify or your favorite podcatcher. Now, today's episode.
This episode was generated using artificial intelligence. Please verify facts.
Hi there, Herman and Corin. So I think that everyone who uses a computer and takes security at least somewhat seriously has spent a lot of time over the past number of years entering two-factor authentication codes from an authentication app. And 2FA is very useful. It adds a second layer of authentication on top of passwords, and I think few would argue with the notion that it's a good base layer, buffering up a basic cybersecurity posture, especially for people who aren't using password managers maybe, and entering repeat credentials, which is of course bad password hygiene, but it adds another layer of security and failover, I guess, which is what a lot of security practice is about. But it does become a bit tedious. The passkey movement seems to be gaining some good traction, and they're unlike 2FA codes, they are very convenient. You have a passkey saved as a software credential in a password manager. You click on a button in your browser, it follows you around across the devices, and you log in with your passkey. So it seems like a great invention, and certainly a lot more user-friendly than having to constantly go back and forth to your 2FA app, and eliminates, I think, a lot of the friction that annoys people about two-factor authentication, which friction is a big problem because it encourages people not to use that protection. What I'd love to discuss, Herman and Corin, is whether you think passkeys are going to be a replacement for two-factor authentication. It seems a bit redundant if we begin just stacking infinitely layers of authentication, like a password, a second factor, maybe even in some contexts a third factor, a passkey, a physical YubiKey. So there's a huge amount of things you can add, but at some point I think you have to kind of compact it to a viable stack, or at least one that requires all of those things in tandem, because then you'd be doing nothing but entering these. I know that a lot of people are pushing for it. There's a big industry consortium getting behind it. 1Password, I think, have been quite active. And like the FIDO standard, when we see the people come together to push for change, it can actually really speed that up. So what do you think is the future of authentication? We'll have to get into agent authentication another day, because it's a hugely important and interesting topic. But let's talk today about that landscape of authentication, third factor authentication, more factors authentication, and what are we going to actually settle on eventually?
Hey everyone, welcome back to My Weird Prompts. I am Corn, and I am sitting here in our living room in Jerusalem with my brother,
Herman Poppleberry, here and ready to dive into the digital weeds. Although, to be fair, these weeds are getting a lot more organized lately.
They really are. So, our housemate Daniel sent us a voice note this morning that hit on something I think we have all been feeling. He was talking about that collective sigh we all let out when we have to log into a new device and then go hunting for our phones to find a 6-digit code that expires in 30 seconds.
The classic two-factor dance. It is the price we have paid for security over the last decade, but Daniel was asking if that price is finally coming down. He wanted to know if passkeys are actually going to kill off two-factor authentication entirely, or if we are just adding yet another layer to the stack.
It is a great question, because the friction is real. I mean, I have definitely abandoned a purchase or a sign-up because I did not feel like getting up to find my phone for a text code. But before we get into the future, Herman, let's ground this. We are in early 2026 now, and the landscape has shifted massively even in just the last 12 months. Where do things stand right now with passkey adoption?
It has been a huge year, Corn. If we look back at the FIDO Alliance Passkey Index that came out in October of 2025, the numbers are pretty staggering. They found that passkeys actually reduce sign-in time by 73% compared to traditional methods. We are talking about an average of 8.5 seconds to log in versus over 31 seconds for the old password and code combo.
That is a massive difference when you aggregate it across billions of logins. It is basically the difference between a minor annoyance and a seamless flow. But speed is one thing. What about reliability? Because the biggest headache with two-factor is often the code not arriving or the app desyncing.
Exactly, and that is where the data really shines. That same index showed that passkey sign-ins have a 93% success rate. Compare that to about 63% for other methods. That gap is where all the frustration lives. When you look at specific companies, Google has been reporting that passkey sign-ins are 4 times more successful than passwords. Even TikTok, which you might not think of as a high security fortress, saw a 97% success rate once they implemented them.
97% is wild. But I want to push on Daniel's point about redundancy. If I have a passkey, do I still need a password? And if I do not have a password, is it even two-factor anymore? It feels like we are collapsing the layers.
That is the beautiful technical trick of the passkey, Korn. It actually internalizes the multi-factor requirement. When you use a passkey, you are using something you have, which is the physical device or the secure enclave on your chip, and something you are or know, like your fingerprint, face scan, or device pin. So the two factors are happening simultaneously in one gesture. You are not stacking them, you are integrating them.
So, in that sense, the two and two-factor authentication is still there. It is just hidden behind a single click. But let's talk about the friction of moving. One of the things that has held people back, and something we touched on briefly in episode 216 when we were talking about security managers, is the fear of being locked in. If I save all my passkeys in my Apple keychain, am I stuck on an iPhone forever?
That has been the billion-dollar question, and honestly, it was a valid concern until very recently. But the FIDO Alliance has been working on two major pieces of the puzzle, the Credential Exchange Protocol, or CXP, and the credential exchange format, known as CXF. They published a review draft of the format in March of 2025, and the goal is to make passkeys as portable as a CSV file of passwords used to be, but way more secure.
Right, because right now, moving from a password manager like Bitwarden to something else is relatively easy. But moving passkeys felt like trying to move a mountain because they are bound to the hardware or a specific cloud provider. How do CXP and CXF actually solve that without making the keys vulnerable?
It is all about a secure, encrypted handshake between the providers. Instead of just exporting a list of secrets that anyone could read, these protocols allow one manager to securely transfer the private key material to another without it ever being exposed in the clear. The big players like Apple, Google, and Microsoft are all at the table for this. It is in their interest because if people feel trapped, they will not adopt the tech in the first place.
That makes sense. It is that classic trade-off between security and usability that we discussed way back in episode 65. But it feels like the balance is finally tipping toward usability. I noticed that Microsoft made a huge push recently. Did they not start making passkeys the default for new accounts?
They did. In May of last year, Microsoft announced that brand new consumer accounts would be passwordless by default. You do not even create a password during sign-up anymore. They give you the option to use the Microsoft Authenticator app, a passkey, or a physical security key. They actually reported that 98% of passkey login attempts were successful on their platform, compared to a much lower rate for passwords. It is a bold move to kill the password at birth, but it is working.
It is interesting to see who is leading and who is lagging. Google has had passkeys as the default for personal accounts since late 2023. But I read something weird about eBay. Did they not have some trouble with this recently?
Yeah, eBay is a fascinating case study in the help desk problem. Around March of 2025, there were reports that eBay actually removed passkey support in some regions, specifically for their classic web interface. The rumor was that they were hit with a massive spike in support calls from users who were confused or had locked themselves out. It just goes to show that even if the tech is perfect, the human element is messy. But by the end of 2025, they were already testing a re-implementation. They realized they could not stay in the password era forever, especially with the cost of those support calls.
That is a great point. We often think about security in terms of preventing hacks, which passkeys are amazing at because they are phishing resistant by design. You cannot be tricked into giving away a passkey to a fake website, because the browser and the hardware simply will not sign the challenge if the domain does not match. But for a company, the real ROI is probably in those help desk tickets.
Absolutely. The FIDO Index showed an 81% reduction in login-related help desk incidents for companies that fully embraced passkeys. Think about the millions of dollars spent every year on people calling in because they forgot their password or their SMS code did not arrive. Passkeys basically eliminate the forgot password button.
I love the idea of a world without a forgot password button. But let's dig into the what-if scenarios that Daniel's prompt brings up. If we settle on passkeys, what happens if I lose my phone? With a password and an authenticator app, I might have backup codes written in a safe. With a passkey, if it is synced to the cloud, I am okay. But what if it is device-bound?
This is where we need to distinguish between the two types of passkeys. Most consumers are using synced passkeys. These are backed up to your iCloud or Google account. If you lose your phone, you just log into your new phone with your cloud account, and your passkeys are there. It is convenient, but for high security environments like a bank's backend or a government agency, they use device-bound passkeys. Those stay on the physical chip and never leave. If you lose that device, that specific key is gone.
So for the average person, the synced version is the future. It is the perfect blend of, I can't be phished and I won't lose my access. But Daniel's point about stacking layers is still bothering me. I still see sites that ask for a password and then a passkey. That feels like the worst of both worlds.
That is definitely a transition phase anti-pattern. It usually happens because a site has not fully committed to the passkey workflow. They are using the passkey as a second factor instead of a primary one. But as we move further into 2026, you are going to see that disappear. The ultimate goal is the conditional UI, where you just click the username field, your device biometrics pop up, you touch the sensor, and you are in. No password, no code, no extra steps.
It feels like we are approaching a single-factor experience with multi-factor security. But what about the people who do not have biometric hardware? Are they going to be left behind?
Not necessarily. Remember, a passkey can also be protected by a device PIN. So if you are on an older laptop without a fingerprint reader, your something you know is the PIN you use to unlock the laptop itself. The security still comes from the fact that the private key is stored in the hardware's secure element. It is still way better than a password that can be stolen from a server database.
That is a key distinction. Passwords are a shared secret. Both you and the server know it. If the server gets hacked, your secret is gone. With passkeys, the server only has your public key. They can hack the server all they want. They will never get your private key because it is not there. It is a fundamental shift in the architecture of trust.
It really is. And to Daniel's question about what we will eventually settle on, I think the answer is a passkey-first world, where the password is a legacy fallback that eventually gets turned off for good. We are seeing this with the passkey pledge that dozens of organizations have taken. They are committing to making passkeys the primary way people interact with their services.
So, if you are listening to this and you haven't enabled passkeys on your main accounts yet, specifically things like Google, Microsoft, Amazon, or your password manager, you are basically living in the past. But I want to pivot to the practical side for a second. Herman, for someone who is ready to make the switch, what is the best strategy? Do you just go through every account one by one?
That is one way, but a better strategy is to use a modern password manager that supports passkey storage. That way, you get the benefit of the passkey security, but you also have a centralized place to manage them, and you are not tied to just one ecosystem like Android or iOS. Most of the big names like 1Password and Bitwarden have excellent passkey support now. When you log into a site, it will often prompt you to upgrade to a passkey. Just say yes.
It is one of those rare moments in tech where the more secure option is actually the easier one. Usually, security means more locks and more keys. Here, it is like replacing a bunch of rusty padlocks with a high-tech smart lock that recognizes your face.
Exactly. And the phishing resistance cannot be overstated. We talked about high-altitude surveillance and balloons in episode 239, and how governments plan for the end in episode 242. In those high-stakes worlds, the weakest link is always a human being getting tricked into giving up a credential. Passkeys basically remove that human error from the equation. You cannot give away what you do not know.
That is a powerful thought. You cannot give away what you do not know. It makes me think about the future of agentic authentication, where maybe our AI assistants handle the handshakes for us. But that is probably a rabbit hole for another day.
Oh, I have thoughts on that, but let's stick to the current reality. One thing to watch out for in 2026 is the passkey recovery process. Since there is no password to reset, how you regain access to your vault if you lose everything is the new critical path. Most providers are using recovery sets or trusted contacts to handle this. It is a different mental model for users.
Right. Instead of, what was my first pet's name? It is, who are the three people I trust to vouch for me? It is more human, in a way. So, to wrap up Daniel's question, yes, passkeys are the replacement.
I think that is a safe bet. We are seeing the infrastructure mature, the portability issues are being solved by FIDO's new standards, and the business case is just too strong for companies to ignore. The password era is officially in its twilight.
Well, on that note, I think I'm going to go check my accounts and see how many more passwords I can kill today. Daniel, thanks for the prompt. It is always good to step back and look at these things we do every day and realize that the friction we just accept might actually be on its way out.
Definitely. And hey, if you are out there listening and you have found a site that is doing passkeys particularly well or particularly poorly, let us know. We love those real-world examples.
We really do. And if you have been enjoying the show, whether you are a new listener or you have been with us for all 244 episodes, we would really appreciate a quick review on your podcast app or Spotify. It genuinely helps other curious people find us.
It makes a huge difference. You can find all our past episodes and a contact form at our website, myweirdprompts.com. We are also on Spotify, obviously.
Thanks for joining us today. This has been My Weird Prompts. I am Korn.
And I am Herman Poppleberry. Keep asking the weird questions, everyone.
We will see you next time. Bye.
Goodbye.
This episode was generated using Gemini Flash 3. Text-to-speech engine was Chatterbox Turbo.
Thanks for listening to another episode of My Weird Prompts, an AI-generated podcast featuring Daniel Rosehill's AI prompts, as answered by a revolving cast of friendly AI characters including me, Cornelius the Sloth. Subscribe on Spotify or visit myweirdprompts.com.